Hannah, round eight, how are things going from your point of view at the moment?
Well, I think it feels like we're a lot further in than round eight, and I think I always have to remember that actually there's still loads of season left to go. I think we've definitely had a bit of an up and down start to our season at Wasps, had some good performances, but I think sometimes we've had a lot we could still improve on. So I think we're definitely looking forward to the second half of the season and what we could pick up going forward.
The home results are finally just starting to click, which obviously is important in front of the incredible home support you've got.
Yeah, we're really lucky at Wasps. We've got the most fantastic venue. We've got some really, really great fans, and we hope that we can put on a good show for them. We've had some really good results away from home, and we just need to put it together a little bit more when we're at home. But I'm sure that going forward, as we build into it and, you know, get used to our home venue, we'll just get better and better.
From those early days of the franchise to now, are you seeing the crowds increase? Is the support increasing?
Yeah, I think way before the season began, I went to a community forum evening and had some various people from the West Midlands there who were learning about, you know, what it was going to be like at Wasps and what we hope to achieve this season. And to see just more and more people each week turning up to games and getting excited about what the Wasps franchise can offer is just brilliant. And I think it's really hard because we're obviously building a fan base, you know, from new, and we're trying to emulate a little bit what the rugby franchise are doing. But it's really great to see so many girls and boys and parents and everybody getting involved in the franchise and really seeming to enjoy themselves. I think Wasps are doing a great job of kind of putting on a bit of an event each time we've got a home match. And I think this week it's 90s themed, so I'm sure there'll be loads of people singing along to some songs. But it's just really nice to be a part of and to see it grow across the season.
Do you reckon you're getting recognised more around Coventry then?
I think given that I still live way down south, they won't be seeing me too much around Coventry. But I hope, you know, some of the girls are far more local and are doing loads of the community work. So I think those girls are definitely getting recognised a little bit more.
I think with the new teams as well, it's made it a lot more open this season.
Yeah, definitely. There's been loads of off-season movement, and obviously there are new franchises this year, and there's been some really interesting results across the board. Obviously Loughborough out there at the front being unbeaten, but underneath that, there's been loads going on. There's been some really, really interesting results, even up to the last game this week.
Dragons beating Sirens for a start.
Yeah, absolutely. I was training, so didn't see the game myself, but I understand it was a pretty interesting match to watch, so I'll be looking forward to seeing the video at some point.
And mentioning Dragons, we saw a bit of a miracle on court, the stepping out of retirement of Tamsin. Did you have much of an idea that that was going to be happening?
We had some sort of idea, but you know, we needed to see how the game was going. And obviously, we were struggling with a few injuries that week. So it's fantastic that we've got a coach that we can call upon like that. And obviously, quite a lot of us have played with Tamsin before. So there's some real familiar links there that were perhaps easier to reconnect with. So it's really nice that we've sort of had that opportunity for that game.
And you can tell me, but did the Greenway-Dunn combo still work? Did they still have it?
Oh, of course. I don't think they'll ever lose it. Lingers beyond netball. So, it was great to see that in action again.
We saw today that Sophia's going to be out for the rest of the season. That's obviously going to be an effect on her, but she's strong-minded and she's got every willpower behind it to get through it, hasn't she?
Yeah, I mean, I'm totally gutted to say, you know, as a player and athlete and also my captain, really gutted. But I know that, you know, as a player, she will absolutely come back. She will now rehab, and she'll be back fit and stronger next year, ready to go. But I also know that being the person she is, she'll still be fully involved in everything that we're doing at Wasps this season. And I know she'll still contribute to what we're doing on the court by what she does off the court. So I'll be happy to have her in that role.
I think the thing with Wasps as well, you're all about that whole squad environment. We've seen the younger players step on court as well this season. People like Lucy and Fran.
Yep.
How are you seeing them week in, week out? Are they growing in confidence?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they're the ones that are always pushing us to try harder to make sure that we keep our place on court. Working with Fran in particular, it's fantastic to see how much she comes on each week and to see what she picks up, and she just gets better and better. And I know that's true sort of across the court for our youngsters, but I get more time spent with Fran because she's been back in the circle with me.
And Fran and George in that England squad again.
Totally deserved by the both of them. They both work really hard and improved loads this season. So I'm really happy to see them there and to see Fran named as captain, which is brilliant.
Bit of an emotional night for the return game at Storm with the Tom Resley trophy. Obviously important to recognise the part he played in the squad. And more important that his mum and Taffy were there as well. How did you see that?
That game was a really difficult game, for I'm sure you know, a whole host of reasons. Loads of us returning to where we've played for the last few years, and certainly where I still live very close to. And it was lovely that we could use that occasion to remember Tom, and to have Taff and his mum there as well was lovely. I got to say a few words at the end, and had so much support from players on both teams and all the crowd. It was something really special to be a part of, and something that is so nice that it's going to happen every year.
Yeah.
I think that's always going to be a great event to remember a brilliant guy.
Other franchises, we've got Sirens and Stars and obviously yourselves this season. They've joined the established teams, but who else has impressed you around the rest of the league this season so far?
I think there's been some really interesting results coming out this year, and I think you're always going to have those strong contenders. What's been really interesting is to see how our Loughborough have done, as they've sort of built on what has now been quite a solid team for them. They haven't had too much movement in the off-season, and to see them really putting together as a team and putting together some performances has been great. And so it'll be really interesting to see if they can maintain it and how half the season pans out.
Team Northumbria on Friday, they're at the opposite end of the table, but like we both said, I mean, game by game, the league's still very unpredictable, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And I think we can't look too much at where people are sitting in the table as an indicator of how the game's going to go. I don't think from someone on the outside looking wouldn't have expected for us to be drawing with Celtic Dragons at half-time last week. But I think there's not a team in this league that you can go out again and just expect to win. You have to go out there and actually win the game. There aren't any easy games, and you have to put out your best if you want a good result. And I think that's how we'll be approaching the game this Friday. Obviously, we've played Northumbria once already, and we've played at Supercamp at the start of the season. And although we had quite a convincing result at the end of the day, it certainly wasn't an easy match. And we'll definitely look at what we need to improve, what they did last time, and how they've also improved up to this point in the season.
A lot of fans will be looking forward to Friday because it's now that's what I call netball. We've seen the vids from training where you're all joining in and singing along with the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
Have you got a favourite? No, that's what I call music. There's a question for you.
This is showing my age, but I can remember my first Now That's What I Call Music, and that was number 38. So I reckon that's probably my favourite, because that would have been what I played the most. Although I couldn't name you a song that was on it now, if you are.
I think that's the same as Amy's. She said around the 30s. So.
That's a compliment. Amy's a lot younger than me.
Hey. In 1995, then, it was obviously that big Blur's Country House v Oasis Wonderwall. Where did you stand on that?
I feel like that kind of passed me by. 1995, I was more thinking about probably the Spice Girls and Take That. That was more my...
Ooh, was it Robbie or Gary?
Oh, no, I really liked... I think it was Mark, even though I think it's probably about 7 inches shorter than I am now. I didn't mind.
I've heard that Rach is in charge of the playlist pre-game.
Yeah, Rachel is our resident DJ and in charge of what we're listening to pre-game. But I'm sure she'll have some extra treats in there this week just to prepare for the 90s theme.
Well, Team Northumbria on Friday, and you'd be hoping there's more of that support for our local fans?
Yes, definitely. We're really looking forward to it and hope that as many people can get down to the game as possible. And we hope to see them there.
And you'll be able to get tickets on a day at the Ricoh,
yes.
6 p.m. Centre Pass, and yep. Keeping up to date on Wasps_netball on Twitter as well.
Yep, definitely.
And if we're lucky, you might have a guest appearance from the director of netball as well.
You never know.